The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning.
You know,
I miss the wizard of the radio.
Wizard of the waterways.
Yeah. I'm glad I didn't see Vic when I was doing that seminar the other day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I snuck in, sitting in the back.
So I get done. I didn't even see him when I got done. I'm standing there, and he walks over, and I was like, there's Vic. I was like, wow.
I went to their barbecue last night. And I won a 9mm semi-automatic.
Yeah, that was good.
$20 ticket. Went home I didn't go home with the pistol. I got to pick it up at Shooters.
But yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's great, man. I mean,
I couldn't believe it. $20. My jaw dropped open. I said, "Did you say King of Diamonds? That's me."
That's awesome.
You can't beat that for a $20 ticket.
And I was the first
nice
to buy
9mm. Yeah.
It was cool how they did that. They got a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. You pick out a card. She rips it in half. Half of that card goes into the bucket, and they draw it, and I had the King of Diamonds.
So what happens if they sell more than 52?
They don't. They sell. That's it.
Oh, did they?
20,
oh,
okay. She had a hard time selling those, but near the end, she was able to get them all sold. Mm. And they were $20 a ticket, a card. And she drew my magic card.
And the last raffle you did over at seminar, you won stuff.
Was about $200 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
The free membership.
I don't ever win anything. I was excited about the $20 off at Gator Dockside.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got that. I was just lucky. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just what you do, I guess the trick is just put it in and forget about it.
Yeah.
And if it happens, it
not,
happens.
Not sit there and go, oh, boy, I hope
they
win.
When she drew it, I'm going, did she say King of Diamonds?
You ought to get on those raffles for those boots that they have.
Yeah, right?
You know,
the CCA stuff?
Yeah.
Well, supposedly with that membership, that getting into that drawing, too.
Oh, really?
Is that the drawing or the catching the tagged fish?
No, that was for the chance to win the boat.
Yeah, gotcha.
I think it was.
Yeah, because they've already had the tag stuff. You know, although it's kind of funny when you think about it. I mean, how many fish are out there that are tagged, and really not that many people catch them? It's so crazy. Either that, or they catch them and don't report it.
Yeah. But, well, I mean, I think it's funny when somebody catches them and they don't have the tag. You know, they haven't entered.
Yeah. Haven't entered it. But even whenever you catch a tagged fish anyway, you really have to recognize what it is, because usually that tag's just covered up in algae.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, I've caught sharks down there in the valley that are tagged. We catch a lot of bull sharks and black tips and bonnet heads, but the bull sharks were tagged, which is actually pretty cool. You know, they're, 36, 40 inches, sometimes 44 inches long.
Those are the packages you can purchase there. In each package you could have a chance to win those items that are in that package. $100 was the
ticket amount.
Well, it was $190 value. For $100 you get a chance to win. You get 60 tickets, raffle tickets, and another 5 special raffle tickets plus a CCA hat. I didn't stay for the whole thing, but those they were people walking out with stuff like crazy last night.
That's some pretty cool artwork and stuff there.
Yes,
I got some pretty cool pieces this week from Paul Riley. I love his work.
Yeah, I've got
Paul Riley. Okay.
Yeah, he's on Facebook. He does some kind of abstract work. I got a cool flounder. I like you know, different stuff. And his, that's one of them I got right there was the flounder.
Oh, yeah. I saw those. Yeah, that one and the other one. I saw. Yeah,
the tarpon.
Yeah, I like his work. I like work. The tarpon on that, too.
Yeah, that's the second tarpon I've gotten from him. Obviously, that's my favorite fish. If I could only fish for one fish for the rest of my life, it'd be tarpon.
Really?
It's the most rewarding, humiliating, aggravating, fun fish you'll ever fish for. So, I mean, I don't know how many. When I went down to Melbourne last weekend to fish that tournament, I, you know, walk out on my buddy's dock, and I look over, and there's a rod and reel with an old red and white crystal minnow on it. I pick it up. Of course, what am I going to do? I'm going to start throwing it. Second cast, I hook a tarpon. Jumps off, and I'm like, well, that's awesome. They like this plug, and I caught some ladyfish and a couple trout. And then I start pitching the edges of the mangroves, and which I absolutely love mangroves, and hook a nice snook. Well, he jumps off, and I pull the lure up and look at it, and there's no barbs on the hooks. The hooks are barely a point anymore because they've sat out there so long. So
I wonder why they got off so easy, huh?
Yeah, so when we went to Strike Zone in Melbourne, you know, I'm like buying up all this tackle to leave down there so I have something to use next time I go down. But
I know it's funny how that works. You go out, if you do go out and you catch something, you know, if somebody has a new thing that they show you or whatever, it's like the first guy that brought a chatterbait on my boat. You know, and used chatterbait. I went out and bought a whole bunch of them.
I've got a bunch
as a guide, you know, as a captain, you can't go buy one or two. I mean, you know, you have to think you got to buy enough that you're going to lose a couple right off the bat. People are going to throw them in oyster beds. You're going to throw them way up in the grass, you know, so you know you're going to lose some the minute you use them. Plus, if you've got like two or three people, you know, you want to have enough that if they – have, you know, to be able to use them, plus to be able to lose some. So, you know, you have to go buy like 10 of them, you know.
And, well, you've
and
said
it's like that. at a new lure, and you just go buy 10 of them right off the bat, you know.
Well, you said they make these baits not to catch fish, but to catch people.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they sell lures to catch fishermen, not fish. You know, it's funny you talk about that because I had two popping corks on the boat one day. I'd left, you know, the big bag on the at the house, and I had a guy on the boat, and I put him on, and the two boys were catching fish on the popping corks. It was easy for him to throw, you know, that Rob Coxey one that's weighted.
Yeah.
Works, the pro popper, or I can't remember what he calls it, but it's so easy for a kid to throw. So the boys start catching fish. Well, Dad's already said, I'm not using a popper. I don't use a cork. I don't use a bobber, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, I want one of those. I'm like, sorry, there are no more. He's like, what do you mean there are no more? I said, I only had two.
You should have grabbed one when you had a chance.
And I said, I only have two on the boat. And he just kind of looked at me with this look in his eye. And I'm like, and his sons are catching fish, you know. But and I was laughing. Yeah. I'm like, well, you know, sorry about that, buddy. And he's like, I said, but they'll feed on the bottom if you slow down. You know, you're throwing it out and reeling it right back in. I'm like, if I put an ice cream cone on the back of a truck and come through your neighborhood playing the music at 45 miles an hour, you're never going to get close to that thing. But if I creep down the road, you're going to be able to get it. And he's like, huh? And I and I said, slow down.
And a lot of the baits, it's funny because when we talk to people, you know, I know Chip the same way. When you talk to people, a lot of times you go, you know, if you think you're using it too slow, slow down more.
Slow down more.
You know, and they're like, what? You know, but yeah, I mean, a lot of times, especially when you got either real cold water, you know,
or
real hot water.
Yeah.
Either one, those fish are not really, you know, as fired up. They're so lethargic. I mean, there is a prime water temperature, you know, not a single digit, you know, not a single. But I mean, you know, when you get in there, like I always like, you know, April, May, June, although we've got some hot water right now. It's unusually hot. And then again, September, October, November, December. You know, I love those times of the year. We'll be right back.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun, but at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Benelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning with Still Just Fishing Show, and talking about how the tarpons can...
There's the pole we all was talking about. It's like, okay.
Need a wider view of that, and then post it on the Florida Sportsman Forum and do what they did to that flounder spot.
Yeah, do a pin drop.
Yeah. Remember what they did to that flounder spot, man. I pull in there one day, and there's like 30 boats. Chris Holloman stopped me. I was on the way down there. And I'd come out of clapboard and was on the way down there, and he was out there working, Marine Patrol officer. And, he goes, "You're not heading down there, are you?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "There's 30 boats down there." And I started laughing. He goes, "No, I'm serious." And we went down there and counted 36 boats.
Where was that at? South by the terminal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was down, I was like, holy crap. I mean, somebody had put it on a Florida Sportsman Forum, and it was like, phew.
Wonder who that could have been.
You know? And, I mean, it was just crazy. And
that's what you do in a tournament. If you've got a decent spot and your buddy's fishing another spot.
Well, you know, that place has never been the same. Mm-mm. And you would think, okay, the flounder leave there. They come back next year. I don't understand it.
I don't either.
It's like it's never been the same.
That used to be a great spot right where the water, you know, where the drop-off is,
mm-hmm.
where it meets right there. Yeah, that used to be a great place. I saw the biggest trout I've ever seen in my life there.
Mm.
Feeding on a mullet on the I didn't know what it was at first. We couldn't figure out what it was, and then
yeah.
we saw her, and then she chased a topwater plug. I mean, huge.
Yeah, trout. Now at high tide, I like topwater in there because you also have those rocks that are out in the water mm-hmm. when you get down to where before it curves back in. Mm-hmm. And man, there's nice trout there. And
that's a great wintertime trout spot there.
I just don't get to throw topwater a lot.
Yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, you know, like, yeah, man, I want to do some topwater and throw it out there, motorboat it back in, you know.
What chair is possessed?
I got hit.
Kind of motorboat it back in where it looks like it's a little motorboat yeah. heading toward the, you know.
I had a guy with a ladyfish on 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, you know, don't pull him in the boat. Leave him in the water. You know, hopefully the jig head will come out.
Yeah.
But he goes to horse it in. And as I lean over to grab the line to keep it out of the boat, for one, I missed. Jig head comes out, hits me in the lip, travels up, hits the rim of my glasses. The rim blows out, and the lens goes right in the water.
Oh, man.
And I'm looking down, and I go, well, I'm glad I didn't get hurt on that one. I didn't even, you know, really notice the lip. And the lady goes, you're bleeding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what? You know. But it's funny because topwater plugs, if there's more than two people on my boat, they get locked away in a safe. There's no way those treble hooks are coming out.
It's funny because, you know, you have to really be careful with that. And we were actually fishing in the creek one time, and this guy threw the line into an oyster bed. And so, you know, I'm always telling how to flip it out, you know. When it doesn't come out, you take that 20-pound line. Usually you can tighten it up, and if you pull it slow, now if you just pull it fast, you pop it. But if you pull it slow, sometimes those oysters, you know, roll over mm-hmm. and the jig will come out. Okay. So I'm doing that, and that thing come out of there like a rocket. And I saw it coming to my face. I turned my head, and it hit me in the right ear.
Ouch.
And I was like, oh, you know, holding my ears. Like, oh, man. I mean, it stung like crazy, you know. And so we're sitting there, you know, fishing and all that. We get back to the boat ramp. And, I mean, it's like, hour and a half, you know, later, something like that, 2 hours later, we get back to the boat ramp, and I'm, you know, putting the boat on the trailer and all this. And this guy walks up there, and he goes, are you okay? I said, what's the matter? He goes, hey, you got blood all down the side of your head. And I'm like, really? So I go to the truck, and I look over there. People didn't even tell me on the boat. And I look over there, and my ear had bled, and it was all dried, you know, and all that. But, yeah, it was bleeding like crazy.
Full contact sport out there.
Yeah. I mean, that quarter-ounce jig head hits you like that. I mean, it come out like a rocket, like a bullet.
You know? Using mono, it'll be like a slingshot.
Oh, yeah.
Because you just stretch that
mono. That's something that'll never be on my boat ever again as long as I live. Mono.
But, yeah, that really does it.
I can't set the hook on that stuff anymore. It's like...
Yeah.
I'm like,
get that stretch out.
Yeah, you got to basically run up to the front of the boat, reel down, and run back to the back of the boat and set the hook. I'm like, you know, it's crazy. Yeah. But I have clients that come on boat, a couple guys that throw artificials that throw mono crankbaits mm-hmm. for trout, and they do really well with them.
Yeah.
I just don't like the lack of feel. You know, I like to stay in contact with the bait and feel what the bait's doing mm-hmm. so I know it's running right and the bite. But they produce some nice fish on it. I know Eddie does it deep with light line, mm-hmm. you know, which makes sense. But, yeah, I can't use it.
Well, if you're fishing with it all the time, too, that's different. I mean, even like you and I probably, I mean, I can't tell you the last time I was fishing, you know, actually I fished.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of tough because, I mean, you're all the time telling people how to do stuff. And, you know, and I can cast the poles out there. Like yesterday morning, we had a little school of fish that we was trying to get to, and I wanted to hold the boat way back because it was so shallow. So they couldn't, you know, quite reach it. They were maybe 30, 40 feet off, you know. But anyway, you know, I could, I'm more used to those rods, so I threw it over there. But, you know, it's as far as casting the pole out and things like that, you cast the pole out and then hand in the pole. I mean, it's that's the most fishing you do sometimes.
Yeah, right.
You know? And it's like, you know, I go home sometimes and I'm like, gosh, I just want to go fishing.
Yeah.
You know? I just want to go fishing. You know?
I know, that's what I told Leon with waiting for this motor to be done, you know, to get my new motor put on the boat. I'm just chomping.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is the time of year I want to go after a tarpon. You know, I want to run over here and check this out. I want to go check this out. I want to go prospect some bull reds on my own, you know, to where I can pull up and, you know, one fish real quick. You know, I say real quick, but prospect some areas, you know, and then start running around doing some other stuff. And when you walk out in the morning and look, and the powerhead's sitting on a drum, lower unit sitting over there, you're just like,
Yeah. So. Well, and you know, this is an early season for the tarpon this year because I don't know, because I didn't work for like 6 weeks, you know, with all the surgeries, my wife and daughter, and then me taking my granddaughter back for school stuff. I didn't work for so long. And like you're talking about, you know, it's like, you know, cabin fever, even though I'm not fishing, I'm not out there, you know? So, but anyway, as soon as I got back out there, you know, I saw a tarpon in Hannah Mills, you know.
Well, you know, you were talking about making, you know, those long casts.
Mm-hmm.
I learned something from Leon, believe it or not. No, I'm just kidding. Leon will make a knocker rig using, like, you know, the no-brainer hooks we use for crab.
Mm-hmm.
But he'll put another half-ounce weight as a knocker rig on that.
Yeah.
And you can throw it a mile then, you know, because a lot of times we get in a situation to where our clients can't reach it, but we can't go in further, because if you go in further, you're going to blow the fish out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he does a lot, you know, between that and clipping the tails on the mullet. You know, I found that the flounder bites much better that way. The redfish bites better. Even trout, you know, when you're using them on a jig head and pitching them deep.
Yeah, because I tell you, those trout will eat a mullet.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, when they get on board a boat, we talk about different baits, different ways of fishing all the time and stuff. And when I talk about the mullet, you know, and they're like, you use mullet for trout? I mean, you know, we were out there fishing yellowmouth trout one day, and so I had some croakers, you know, and using, the cut bait for the yellowmouth trout. So then we go after the bull reds. Well, I had a few more croakers in the live well, you know, because we'd caught, I don't know, 15 of them or something like that to cut up for the yellowmouth. And so we go down there by the Danes Point Bridge, by the bumpers down there. And, you know, so I butterfly one out, you know, and one of them got one side of it, got pecked, the other side didn't. So I pulled the side off and just stuck it on the hook, thinking, okay, you know, maybe you'll get a little chum line going here. I threw it down there, and it was like a 7-pound speckled trout got it.
That's
on
awesome.
The bottom. You know, on the bottom, right dead on the bottom, like your bull red fishing, you know.
They'll eat things bigger than they are.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with somebody, I forget now who it was, but he said he saw one that looked like he was about dead. And he picked it up, and he had the fish stuck in his mouth. He pulled that fish out of it. He said it was bigger than the trout that was trying to eat it.
And that doesn't surprise me.
He put it back in the water, revived him, and he swam off. But
Crusher.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That guy Chip Davis always called Crusher. I can't think of his name now. Fishes guano all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a trout mounted because he'd caught, I think it was either 27 or 29 inch trout. They had a redfish in his mouth. And then he had that mounted, and he had it mounted with the redfish tail sticking out. Yeah, sticking out of there. But I had caught one time, and he had such a huge mullet stuck in there that when I finally got, he was starving because it was stuck. And when I finally got the mullet out, it was like about a third of that mullet was already digested. You know, it was almost a skeleton, and the rest of the mullet looked okay, you know. But he was starving because he couldn't swallow
couldn't
it.
Couldn't swallow
it. You know, so you'd think that's funny when he'd eat another bait with this big old mullet in his mouth. But that's because he was starving to death, you know. 222-8255 is the number to call us. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is needling Japan over the U.S.-Japan trade imbalance. Today, he's kicking off a state visit to the country, speaking at a reception along with Japanese and American business leaders at the U.S. ambassador's residence in Tokyo. He says the U.S. and Japan are hard at work negotiating a bilateral trade agreement. Two of the highest-priority Pentagon-funded border wall projects are on hold. A federal judge in California has blocked the president from building the sections with money secured under his declaration of a national emergency. The U.S. District Judge Hayward Gilliam Jr. immediately halted the administration's efforts to redirect military-designated funds to planned projects to add 51 miles of fence in two areas. The National Memorial Day concert returns tomorrow night on the West Lawn of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, and the program gets underway at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. This is SRN News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Saturday, June 1st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. Saturday, June 1st, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fullerton Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, June 1st, at 7:30 p.m., it's Lionel Richie in concert at Daly's Place next to TIAA Bank Field.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, Lighthouse Retirement.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Time to start that air conditioner. Going to be sunny and hot all week long. Matter of fact, through next weekend, with daytime highs into the upper 90s, mostly clear nights with lows into the middle 70s.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning, and anyway, that gets me. I mean, because we were looking at the TV here during the break, and I know there's seven people that died on Mount Everest trying to climb Mount Everest. There's so many people trying to climb it this week that in 1 week's time, seven people has died from it. And I just hate that they put rescuers' lives in danger to go get them whenever they're just wanting to do this for their fun. You know, I think they ought to sign a waiver. You get up there, that's it. You know?
Yeah. That's like the guys that walk around the volcanoes.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah, can you imagine, even if they were to get a helicopter up there, I mean,
they can't get it up that high.
What kind of an avalanche would they cause? You know what I mean? It's just, I think it's just terrible that they put other people's lives at risk, you know, because of something they want to do for fun. Anyway, yeah, looking at that up there tomorrow. Oh, they just showed 96 instead of 99. I know on TV yesterday they said it was going to be 99 Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. But I was kind of like hoping it wasn't. I need to clean out my cool mist.
So for your boat?
Yeah, so I get that thing going. I got some old water in. I need to pump out and put some fresh water in there.
Look at that. I mean, you would think with the heat that we have coming that we would get some type of rain like we do in the summertime.
Exactly. The afternoon thunderstorms like they do in regular, you know.
The old Bahamian boat wash.
96 today, 98 tomorrow, 99 Monday. So it's going to be hot out there, y'all. So, you know, y'all stay hydrated.
Sunscreen.
Drink a lot. Stay hydrated.
Make Tuesday, 100. Wednesday, 100.
Wow. Whoa.
Yep, we're leaving the dock at 5:30.
In the morning.
Yep.
Get back at 9.
We'll be back at 9 a.m.
Yeah, I tell you. But
Leon's been on a pretty good bite this week, and a lot of times with the tide, I do the same thing. Be there at 6. Mm-hmm. We'll be there on the fish at the crack of dawn.
What time's bait shop open there?
We have keys.
I do. Okay.
I mean, that's the way to do
it now.
Yeah, that makes a big difference because of, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Leon's live well on that boat. He has the aerator on it.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps mullet, crabs, shrimp, muds all the time in there.
Mm-hmm.
2 days, 3 days, you know, no problems. You pump fresh water in it and take that ammonia and the nitrates out, and it seems to work pretty well. It's like.
You got the keep alive pumps in there?
Yeah.
That's what I have.
They work really well for him, and, you know. I don't have mine rigged up that way. I'm about to, when I get my boat back, I'm putting a 36-volt trolling motor on it. And then I'm going to redo my live wells, my pumps, and change them up. I'm not real happy with the way they are. Well,
I've got the pump that pumps water in them. I had the same thing on my Carolina skiff. It pumps water into the live well. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, turn that off once you get your water in there. And then I've got the keep alive pumps. Which, when you turn it on, I got it on those T&H timers, and so it doesn't foam. It's not staying on all the time, so it doesn't foam your water up.
Yep.
You know, at the top, because if it foams, if you create a foam across the top, like a lot of aerators do, the carbon dioxide can't get out of that foam. So, you know, for that pump to run 45 seconds and turn off, it allows it a lot. The other thing about it too is you're not pumping hot air into that water continually.
Mm-hmm.
Now, usually what I do is, you know, get home and I have a little old $7 aquarium thing, you know, pump, like you get an aquarium shop with the air stone on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it plugs into, you know, the AC, the wall outlet, and then drop the air stone in there. But when it's hot like this, I don't like to do that because it's pumping hot air in there continually.
Yeah. You know?
And the other thing about the pumps that you have a recirculating pump, if you have it running not on a timer but continually, is the pump itself will heat up, and that heats the water up. So when you're looking at all that, that's really good in the wintertime.
Fish bites.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Fish bites. You know,
it's like I've had mud minnows in my live well for almost a week now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this time of year, I don't like to use shrimp. I get to the point where I don't want to use it. I want to use mullet. And I want to use mud minnows.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can buy 12, 14 dozen mud minnows and keep them, and you'll have bait for, you know, a few days.
They like fresh water, too.
Yeah. Those fish do like them. I used to change the water out in my mud minnows all the time, but you got to be careful where you're at and what the chlorine levels are in your water when you got to mm-hmm. do that. But I came home the other day and looked behind my boat, and there's like 15 mud minnows there. And I'm like, where did these, I can't figure out where they came from.
Hmm.
I mean, and then I did figure it out. My bait bucket had tipped over.
Yeah. You know, that's what happened to mine.
I think it was the raccoon that was in the yard had gone over, because I ended up, you know, I have that, those two real nice live wells on my boat, and I use a Tidy Cat, like 5 gallon square bucket with a flip top on it. And I made an aerator bucket out of it. And I've got the sealed aerator, and it works perfect. Keep it on the boat. I can regulate the temperature easily with it. I can put frozen water bottles in it, you know, keep it in the shade and use that instead of going back to that live well where everybody's putting their hands in and out of it and slamming the lids. So, but I didn't take into account that the raccoons will come in and knock it
yeah,
over.
They will.
So they had knocked it over, and, you know, the scuppers on my boat, you know, when you pull the plugs after you clean your boat and everything, and they just all swam out. But when I looked in the boat, there was enough water that 3/4 of them were still alive, laying in the wet, little water was left in there. And I'm like, oh, goodness.
Yeah, as long as they're in the shade, not too hot.
I plugged up the other side, started running a hose in there, and put the bait bucket down and let them just start coming out of the chute. And they lived. They actually made it when I got to the ramp, put them back in the live well with more water. But, you know, it's crazy. We out where we live, it's kind of like being out where you are. There are some creatures out there that are coming to the yards at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but.
Oh, we have the marsh behind us, which I'm not on Trout River, but the house behind us, you know, behind my daughter and all, is behind my property. And they have those marsh rats back there, too. I've never seen marsh rats out where we fish.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You talking about nutrias or actually marsh rats?
No, I'm talking about just they're regular rats, not nutrias. But,
yeah.
But they're big. They're not
big little
like
guys.
They're not big like a nutria, but I mean, they're, you know, without the tail, I mean, they're
that's a big rat.
Probably 12 inches long, 13 inches long.
Even a cat would be afraid to tangle with it.
Oh, yeah, the cats are like, no, I don't think so.
And, you know, had one that come up there. I used to keep my fiddler and my live well with my fiddlers open. And then I got one out there that, of course, my boat's in a boat shed. It's locked up in a boat shed, but it's kind of, you know, it's got chain link fence and then metal over it and all that stuff. But there's places where they can get in there. But anyone doubtly smelled those fiddlers and come in there, and I don't know how he got in the boat. You know, I don't know how in the world he got in the boat. But I go out there one morning and I start, you know, unhooking the battery charge and stuff. And I look back here and all across my, you know, I have that back deck. So it's not like at the transom, it falls to the floor of the boat. Mm-hmm. But I look back there and there's fiddler legs and pinchers all up there on the back of my boat. And I'm like, what in the world?
What got hold of these things?
So then I started seeing the little droppings he left too on the back of the boat. So, you know, I took care of that. I went and got just one bite. That stuff is named good, and put that back there. And I found him 2 days later.
I put something like that in them little traps in the chicken pen because, you know, that chicken food calls them over there.
Yeah,
and it was like candy to them. Yeah, I mean, it seems like the numbers grew when I put that stuff out there.
Put out just one bite.
They eat every bit of it in there, and then I didn't see them thin out one bit. I guess that's the only thing I'm going to miss about my chicken pen is because I could sit out there with my pellet gun and pick them off. That was fun.
Yeah.
Watch out. Pete will be after you on that
one. Really? But that just
local
one,
man it, held in.
Well, they'll eat your eggs too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they was eating the eggs too.
But that just one bite is good for that. I mean, now he'll kill squirrels too. You know, rabbits. You got to watch it. He'll kill rabbits, things like that. But yeah, that just one bite is well named.
Well named.
Yeah. It comes in a big block, which is like we break it off and you get 8 pieces out of it. Mm-hmm. You know. And just take one of those 8 pieces and put it down there. And when it's, you know, be chewed up about maybe a quarter of it off it or something like that, you'll find him in a day or two. He's gone, deceased, you know. But, those things work really good. When you live out in the country a lot, you learn about all that stuff and about the bug balls and the yellow flies. And now, a lot of people are using putting a beach bowl up there or something or a flower pot and pouring oil on it and working that like a bug bulb. That oil will dry out. We'll be right back.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fish Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport shrimp, seared tuna, and spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day. Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I always call snake repellent. Now, I tell you what's so funny is my wife does not like bugs. Okay. When we had some renters back where my daughter lives now, we had a single wide trailer back there we used to rent out. And we'd put it back there for one of my wife's relatives. And then they moved out, so we had to rent it because we still made payments on it. So we had to rent it out. They had an old car back there. They stuck back there and, of course, got a bunch of those marsh rats, started living in the car. So we'd go back there and, you know, chase them, and I'd shoot them with a pellet gun, stuff like this. And my wife chased them with a shovel. You know, she wasn't a good shot, so she'd chase them with a shovel. But they hung up.
They don't want to go on the air.
Oh, okay.
This is talk radio.
Did they have a question that we can answer?
He was, I can ignore it. He was talking something about killing the cats or whatever you guys were talking about.
Oh, okay.
killing
no,
cats.
Rats. We don't kill cats.
We don't
rats. Whatever. Dad, we'll have some good tacos for dinner.
Yeah, rats.
No, we don't kill cats.
And she actually got last year. In front,
told you Peter was going to be after.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
in front of our house last year, she got bit by a snake twice.
Oh wow!
Luckily, I mean, not at the same time. It was like 2 months apart.
Yeah.
But just messing around in the flower bed, you know, and stuff like that. I think because she wasn't even, you know, didn't see him, didn't watch, you know, for him or anything. So anyway, and she'll kill a snake with a shovel. You know, I mean, she's. You know, but you put a little bug, like a
cucaracha,
like a roach or something. I mean, we use Demon in the house, so we don't have roaches. Now you come back from the grocery store sometime, believe it or not, and unload your groceries. You can get a bug. You can bring a bug from the grocery store.
Yeah.
You know, and buddy, my daughter called me at 11 o'clock at night, wake me up to come get one out of her house. I mean, you know, it's unbelievable. But you know, chasing snakes, rats, it doesn't matter. And that always gets me about her. You know, she'd kill, you know, a snake in a heartbeat. But
not a bug.
Not a bug. Nope.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things with these yellow flies. We had to find something that was, you know, going to take care of them because, you know, they would get in my wife's hair when she get out in the yard, my daughter's hair. We have a fence between my daughter's house and our house because of my daughter's dogs. And right when she come through that side gate, you know, right in there, that's when the bugs get bad because there's a couple of trees right there creates a lot of shade. Well, they'll hang in that shade, and as soon as you come walking by, they'll come out of that shade. So that's where I hung one of the bug balls, and that's the one that got like 6,000 bugs, flies on it.
Well, you got a lot of trees. You'll have those in those trees.
Yeah.
And but you know, you said their hair gets the yellow flies, and mm-hmm. and the now they're getting those too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. need
poor
to put
Jesse.
Some of that, need to put some of that tacky stuff in there in her hair.
I must have that tacky stuff on the bumper of my truck and the grill. Those love bugs were bad this year already down south.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to the point where I went through a whole gallon of windshield stuff in a 2-hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's how bad they were. And I got back and I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Yep.
You know,
yeah, and you know, can't even you got to get those. Yeah, and you got to get them off your truck too. You know,
yeah.
I mean, if you don't, that paint.
I got to do that.
They got some corrosion in their system or something.
Zero pH, I think, is what they say, does it? They have no pH at all. Yeah.
Man.
And it's.
Yeah,
but I tell you, it's you know, it's really weird how some of that stuff. We'd look at fish and how sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, different things like this is how they do. But you can bet every May and September, them lug bugs are there. Mm-hmm. That's so weird how it's just in May, boom, they're there. All of a sudden, they're just there.
Yeah,
you know, you'd be talking the first week of May, you'd say, you know. Gosh, we haven't got no love bugs yet.
Boom.
And the next day, it's like they're there, you know?
Well, you know, your windshield wiper won't even take them off the windshield after a while.
No, well, they dry. When you're rolling down the road, they dry.
Yeah, like he said, you got to spray it and spray it and spray it, get them off there. If not, you've got a mess.
They have that bug, the bug tar remover windshield wiper fluid. Mm-hmm. It's a green.
Mm-hmm.
It does work really well.
Is that the Rain-X?
Yeah. And it actually, I think it helps repel them when they hit, too.
Yeah, it keeps them from sticking as bad.
Yeah.
You know.
But I had to use, I mean, I got them clean off, you know, cleaned them off my truck the other day with a citrus-based cleaner, and they came off real easy. Mm. But I, you know, cooled the truck down first so you weren't putting it on a hot surface.
Yeah.
Put it in the shade, and then put it on pretty liberally and let it sit for a while and came back and pressure washed it off, and it came right off. I didn't even have to use the pressure washer.
I hit a mess of them going to Tallahassee to see our son. And I couldn't even see out the windshield. Just blah, 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 blah. They were just hitting it like crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they get in certain areas. I don't know what it is, but you get in certain areas and they're just so thick it's unreal.
One thing about those cows we were talking about. Remember you said the cows are laying down, don't go fishing, what have you?
Yeah.
This is weird. Mm-hmm. I'm going down I-10. I look over here. There's this big cow pasture. Every one of them are standing up. And right on the other side of I-10, that cow pasture, they're all laying down.
Now, I would say probably for something like that.
That ain't going to work.
Fish on that side of the road. Yeah, don't fish on that side of the road.
Yeah. I would say probably what's caused that is maybe those cows that are all standing up have been in the barn or something. They just let them out.
Yeah, right.
You know, they're hungry. Just let them out. But
didn't get
I bet that was funny looking at
there
that.
Was gone.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, those phases do work in the woods, I noticed, when I see the cows feeding heavy. Unless they're coming out to feed them, if they're naturally feeding, mm-hmm. You know, when they're up and moving around, so are the deer, so are everything else. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they're dragging out feed for them, they're going to get up and go eat, you know.
Yeah.
Instead of just naturally crazy.
Well, this week I'm hoping maybe I can get back out there and get some more of the sheephead. You know, there's still some sheephead biting. And I don't know if this water temperature is going to get too warm for
them. It's only been
not.
5 years I've been trying to sheephead fish with Vic.
Yeah.
Five.
And
we need to go.
It's been a long time.
I'm like, I'm never going to fish with Vic.
Yeah. One day I'm going to fish. One day I'm just going
to
go fishing.
Bill
told me this week, he's like, man, he'll call me, man, you want to go? You want to go? You want to go? You know, I've either still got, you know, my wife and daughter going back to the doctor and stuff, you know, after their surgeries, or I got a charter, you know, because I'm trying to make it the loss from that about six and a half weeks of me not working. And so still trying to make some money and get that loss. But I'm getting to the point now, I mean, you know, this wears me out, especially in this heat. So,
You know, it's hard sometimes as a guide when you go out and you fish and you fish and you fish and you fish. You come home, clean the boat, get everything ready for the next charter. Mm-hmm. And then you have the opportunity to go fish. And sometimes you're like, nope, I'm not going to go through, you know, a 2 hour cleanup to just go out and fish for a couple minutes when you're on fish. And then if you go through a season, you know, go through a section where you don't fish that much, mm-hmm. you know, like weather or whatever, and you have an opening, it's worth it.
Yeah.
But in the summertime, unless it's tarpon, I'm like, I'll stay home.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, well, there's so much more. It's like I've had this trash pile where I've piled limbs and this and that. And the other night I had the gentleman that wanted to go sheephead fishing, he hurt his back. So he called me up and it was like, you know, 9 o'clock at night. You know, can't do it. I'm like, well, so I told my wife, I said, well, this will, you know, so late that I mean, ain't no way I'm going to book it for tomorrow, you know. So I said, I'm just going to go ahead and take care of this stuff, you know. And I was able to sit out there, burn all that, even though, you know, talking about burning the fire, but I burned all that trash because I was able to sit there and watch it and keep a hose right there and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, never built a big fire, you know. But I did that, you know, worked on the boat trailer a little bit. Some stuff I got to do that boat trailer. I've moved my boat forward to try to get the weight up on the front tires because the back tires are wearing on the inside.
I
think I've got too much weight on the back of that trailer. And maybe it's bringing those mud minnows with the live well full of water home. I don't know. But anyway, appreciate all of our sponsors for keeping us on the air here. And I appreciate Captain Chip Wingo.
Thank you. Put your
phone number out there.
It's 904-614-4989. Wait a second, I forgot my own number. 614-4989.
Well, you don't call yourself that much. Yeah.
I talk to myself a lot.
Or you can look at Fish the Flats.
Fish the Flats, DA. Fishtheflats.com.
Wouldn't do me any good to get.